The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all on this last day of May, May 31st. Hey, so tomorrow is June 1st. Tomorrow is the day that you can do the 9-day energy reset. I'm going to play that real quick and then I'll be back to your calls in a moment.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
So the best day to start that ritual is on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, because numerology-wise, that adds up to a 1 on those days. And because you're going to make yourself a priority, this allows you to actually relax into what you most want to attract to you. So it's a ritual. It'll cost you the cost of a latte to download. You can also order the hard copy if you'd actually like to see the little booklet that goes with it. But again, we started on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So I'm going to go to the callers. I have someone here from the 551 area code. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is T.
Oh, hi, T. What's your question today?
Hi. I have an ex that's coming up in 2 weeks, and we are, you know, just spending time hanging out with each other. And I just wanted to know, what did you see around that?
So he's actually coming up as someone that sort of learned his lesson and actually truly misses you. And if you don't have sex, seriously, do not make it about sex. Make it about just actually hanging out and getting to know each other again. And maybe it's time to go hit one of those movies that have been out for a couple weeks that everybody else was clamoring over, you know, 3 weeks or a month ago. But it's saying the more you treat this relationship like you've been together, because you guys have been together a long time. It's been sort of on again, off again. But the more casually you treat this, like, of course he missed you. Of course he would be coming back to you in some way. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the more that you look at it like that, the easier the relationship becomes, you see? So I actually think it's funny because you know what the phrase I get in my head? I get third time's a charm. third time's charm. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I'm getting that for you. So here's the thing. We already know the sex is good, so do not dwell on that. Okay?
Okay.
We need to now make it that the two of you actually really align, that you really feel as though there's a true connection, instead of going in the whole, well, we're just going to go back to business as usual, like we never broke up. See, that that's the thing that I'm worried about with this, because I don't want it to be about sex. I want it to be about something
more.
Well,
we discussed that we said
say that again?
We discussed that we wasn't going to do that.
Oh, good. Well, because here's the thing. The card that actually makes me, there are two cards. There's a card that represents him that I like, all right? Then there's a card that actually talks about arrows of love. Now, this is real love. This is not, we're not fooling around anymore. We're actually following our heart. You guys are better together than you are apart. So yeah, it has a shot, and I'm actually really, I'm really happy to actually say that to you. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like really
so,
nervous.
No. Wait, what did you tell him?
I didn't want to do the sexual part because that's when the craziness for me comes out.
Okay. Exactly. And the reason the craziness comes out is, you know, here's the thing. Let's just talk about basic biology here. When a woman has sex with a man, the man goes into her, all right? So she's receiving, okay? So not only is she receiving his energy, she's receiving his sperm, she's receiving the love, all of that. Well, for a guy, it's kind of just a deposit sometimes. You see, so it's like where he's not taking anything in unless he's a little bit more enlightened than the average dude. You know, that's why a lot of women get a little nuts, especially if the sex in the relationship happens too soon in the relationship, because we want to make sure we like him before we actually sleep with him. And so so I think this is incredibly wise of you because it allows you to keep your power. You see?
So, okay.
What it's saying here is if you guys can actually date for the next 2 months between now and August with no poking, yes.
Okay.
Seriously, that we already know that's good. All right. And you say, we already know that's good. I want to make sure we actually really like each other. And when you say that to him, there's a part of him craving for someone to love him for who he is, not because of sex. Deep down, that's the truth of where he is. You see? So I think you got this, girl. You got this.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. See you later. Okay. Bye.
See you later.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to the 480 area code. Hello, 480, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Yvette.
You said Eva?
Yes.
Okay, hi Eva, what's your question?
I was wondering, I had a dream about Walter, and I was wondering how he doing.
So the person's name is Walter?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. So this is saying that okay, you have a really weird card here. It looks like a spiritual connection, not necessarily a real person connection. Which that's kind of a funny thing for me to bring up, because you've got this card that talks about you beaming sort of spiritual energy to Walter, and that and that you're not going to compromise anything about this relationship moving forward, and you're waiting for him to make the move back. Do you see?
Oh, well.
So what I keep getting here is there's this big coincidence connected with him is working on your behalf, all right? But you can't compromise your level of ethics, standard, spiritual beliefs, or anything in order to reach out to this person. In a way, you've already beamed to him a message. And in a way, he's beaming it back to you. But it's at this, it's at that dreaming level, that spiritual level. And unless he makes an actual effort to reach out to you, I do not want you to reach out to him physically. Do you see what I mean?
No, because that's what I was. He came to me. He came to me, and I was like, "Nope," and I turned my back on him. And I was like, "Wow, did I just do that, really?"
Yeah. Because that's your spirit telling you the right thing to do. In other words, when we're in our dreaming state, and you have such a vivid dream like that, and you remember it like. You remember the moment of that dream so clearly, and that you see what you did in that dream. The thing is that he had a chance to have an amazing relationship with you, but he's the one that screwed it up. And even though it really hurt you to the core, you are not going to be the person that that becomes weak and reaches out to him and says, I had a really bizarre dream about you last night. Because it opens a dialogue and it makes it about him again. You see? We don't make it about him again. We make it about, okay, that was an interesting spiritual connection, and look how strong I was. Because it's saying in relation to Walter, Eva, you have to stay incredibly disciplined. Do not be weak, but don't be surprised if there is some sort of coincidental event that happens over the next couple of months that that is an actual physical interaction with him in some way, but it won't be initiated by you. You see?
Okay. All right.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 904 area code. Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat. What's your question?
I have a job interview with a florist in about a week or so, and I was just seeing how that might be going. I think he wants me to do a demonstration.
Okay, well, that's fine. If he's providing all the supplies for you to actually do an arrangement, I'm okay with that. It is going to lead you to something else in August, though. So I would take this. You are going to get the job offer. That's what it says. Because, and the thing is that you could even bring in a couple of samples of what you've done with silk flowers.
I've showed him some pictures.
Perfect. Yeah. See, he wants to see that you actually do it, so that's why he wants you to demonstrate. So, since he's seen your pictures, those could be anybody's pictures in his mind, and he's actually made the mistake of hiring people before that that didn't really know the skill, all right? Uh-huh. You do know the skill. You go in, you show him how fabulous you are. He's already seen your pictures. This says you get the job offer. But what I'm also getting is there's another job that comes between August and October for you that is based on your customer service connected with this job. So it's, in a way, this job's a bit of a sidestep job for you, okay, which is fine. But I want you to start looking at customers at this job as though they could offer you another job, you see?
Okay.
Okay. Because this is a stepping stone job. You're going to do a great job for this guy while you're there. And even when you get the next job, you can say, look, I'll be happy to come and fill in, during the busy holidays or part-time for you on Saturdays or whatever it is. because it's still going to be a good relationship, but the better job, and you have to have something to do in the meantime, but the better job's coming between August and October. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Cool.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right. So I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. What's your question?
I have a question about my husband's family. The mother is in the hospital. They don't have a will or anything, and we're working. We've got three sons, one son and his family, and five dogs are living in with the mother and father. And it's quite messy. Anyway, what do you see that we can do about this situation? Because we're getting ready to set up a trust, and we want to uninclude the sister-in-law, which I am a sister-in-law, which I would be unincluded to, which doesn't matter to me. What do you see that can be done?
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, Sandy, I don't know why it feels like you want to take on this burden. Okay, I'm just going to say that for starters. The second is that there are blessings falling on this situation if you would just look at them. So the fact that you're already setting up a trust, that makes me happy, all right, because a trust means a very transparent way to transfer assets from the person that is, you know, from any person to whoever their heirs are. It's the fastest way. It's
right.
The easiest way. And, okay, so we already know that. Here's the thing, is that what it's saying here is that I don't want you to be that proactive in organizing everything, and I'll tell you why. Do you know the old phrase, no good deed goes unpunished?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So since this is, you said this is your husband's mother?
Right. It's a mother and father,
okay.
But the mother is in the hospital.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. So here's the thing, is that all you can do is wait till you're asked to help, okay?
Right.
So your husband is the one that's supposed to be responsible he's a legitimate person to be responsible here. All you can do is give him information, all right? But
support
please,
him, right?
Yeah. Please do not step forward in this at all. This is your husband's concern. All you can do is kind of wait. Now, I know that's really tough for you, Sandy, because you're a woman of action. You like to get things done. You like to get things settled. This waiting in limbo is driving you bananas because, you know, you figure, well, if I can't figure it out, I'll find out how I can figure it out. So This is really tough for you to hold your horses, but that's exactly what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to hold your horses, and it could be that you help find paperwork on the internet. And you just give that to your husband. say, well, this is a, you know, self-proclaimed trust you can put together, right? There's also services out there that can do it for relatively inexpensive. But again,
the people that set my trust up are going to set this one up.
Okay, all right, that's fine. But the less that you initiate action right now, the better. This is you about being open to receive. Just be open to receive. If someone asks for your help and you can do it, great. But I would not just step up and volunteer because then you already get this. Hey, but the other thing I want to tell you real quick is that you are really a problem solver, and I'm really wondering why that isn't some sort of a part-time career for you.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I'm wrong.
Yeah, I need to finish up my family's trust and get my house set up before I can do anything, because I want to do my jewelry making and stuff like that too. And
okay.
The problem solving has kind of come up in my mind.
Okay, so I had a thought for you, which is going to be really bizarre, but it just came to me, so I'm going to give it to you. Because you're involved in jewelry making, wouldn't it be kind of cool if you learned, and you're going to think this is nuts, if you learned how to make glass pendants or glass beads that might have the essence of a person or pet's ashes in the glass bead?
Okay, because, yeah, I could do that. It's already being done, but it would be different if it was personalized.
Well, that's my point, is that you're going to do it as, you know, the nice thing about actually making, if you learned actually how to make glass beads and that you wove in those glass beads the essence of a person's ashes or a pet's ashes, and then for a modest amount, you would do that for a bead for them. Do you see what I mean? And then they could do whatever they wanted with that bead. They could put it on a leather strap. They could you could make it into a special necklace for them, whatever it is, or bracelet. All I'm trying to tell you is that I actually think the way you would do it would be way different than how anybody else would do it.
Yeah, because I do glass fusion.
Right. So, I didn't know that till just now. And maybe what makes yours different is that you could actually shape in the glass a heart or a paw print out of the ashes in the bead.
Wow, yes, that sounds good.
Okay, because I don't know that anybody else is doing that. So I'm giving it to you because even if I have 1,000 other people listening to it, they're still not going to do it the way you do it. You see, but then you say, you know, but then it's something that you can do, or you can tell people that you do it, and then people seek you out for it. The other thing is that you may also give people a resource for what to do when a loved one dies, whether it's a pet, whether it's a person that you actually. We're not talking the checklist for wills and trusts, but we may be talking about a checklist of a way to immortalize them in a very thoughtful, loving way. So, you know, the thing is that it's I know it sounds a little morbid, but the very first place I would visit if I were you would be all the animal veterinarian hospitals. You know, the vets in the hospitals, and you say, I actually will take, the ashes of the pet, and I will put a paw print into a custom bead for them. People would love that.
Yeah,
that
sounds really, really good. Plus, I do have my Reiki master. I could put some Reiki into it.
And, you know, it doesn't even need to be that. It's a memorial and something beautiful that the owner, you know, if they're wearing that bead on a long leather strap, what, and maybe you put a crystal on either side of the bead, you know, whether it's a where it's a rose quartz crystal, you know, bead or rose quartz bead on either side of that, which is, of course, you know, the element of love. That's the rock that indicates love, rose quartz. So you could actually do that on either side of the bead. The thing is that people that really truly love their animals would do this. And I think it's a new business venture for you. So I know I did, we actually strayed from answering your question, but there's something more important that came up for you. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.